You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Response. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, to the whistleblower allegations detailed to Fox by Republican Senator Josh Hawley, related to the security failures in the Trump assassination attempt.
Most of the agents who were there at that rally in Butler were not Secret Service agents. They were, in fact, Homeland Security agents. And get this, most of those Homeland Security agents, the only training that they received was an online webinar.
A two-hour online webinar. The Secret Service, in a statement just out, says they've provided records, done interviews, and will learn from this failure and ensure it never happens again. Tonight, former President Trump's back in Pennsylvania for a town hall with Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel at 9 p.m. Eastern. Before that, this afternoon,
Vice President Harris, she is in New Hampshire today talking about efforts to boost small businesses. She's promising to increase tax deductions for new small businesses, also encourage localities to cut red tape.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. As Republicans try to win control of the Senate in November's elections, they have an underdog candidate now in Massachusetts.
Former U.S. Marine and cryptocurrency lawyer John Deaton winning the GOP nomination in a landslide. He'll now face progressive Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren in November. It will be an uphill climb for Deaton to pull off an upset because of the Commonwealth's deep blue leanings. But Republican victories aren't uncommon in Massachusetts.
As Fox's Ryan Schmelz, House Republicans have sent a subpoena to Secretary of State Antony Blinken to testify at a hearing later this month into the 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan that was hurried and chaotic as the Taliban retook control of the country and marred by a suicide bombing that killed 13 American troops. GOP Congressman Scott Perry tells Fox Business,
America demands answers. This is a stain on America's credibility that is enduring.
The State Department says the subpoena is unnecessary, that Blinken's testified multiple times already. America's listening to Fox News.
In theaters now, Reagan returns to office.
We are the greatest country in the world. We have just forgotten it.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're going to have to stand up to him.
I am about to start the biggest war of this century.
You told me you wanted to make a difference in this world.
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight!
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall!
Reagan, in theaters now. Rated PG-13, may not be suitable for children under 13.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by September 2nd, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
Russell Wilson here. We Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Cicadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, hello. Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great day to be with you. Already hump day for the week and looking forward. I know you guys are looking forward to weekend already because we got a short week. But, hey, it is what it is. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's your opportunity to be a voice. I will tell you, still no phone lines. I had all kind of guest lined up. We had the Speaker of the House was one of them, some national people to come on today, and they still waiting for something to get phone lines straight. So if you want to get in touch with me, the best way to get in touch with me is to email me, moon@moongriffon.com. You want to make a comment, that's the best way to do a comment. Philip DeVille was really looking forward. And we're going to squeeze Philip in as soon as we can get phone lines back on. But we do want to talk about what's going on with the state and the insurance and what is he working on. And they've been meeting a lot. And he's been down in Baton Rouge a lot. So we'll get a chance to visit with him one day soon. Finally, we were able to hook up. And now all of a sudden we have a problem, which it all came out on Monday. So anyway, this is the last thing. So it's me for 3 hours, folks. I got 3 songs I'm going to sing today. I mean, I got it going on. Trust me. Anyway, I got a lot of stuff to cover. It's an opportunity to cover a lot of stuff that I've been wanting to cover, some of the things. By the way, I'm kind of getting the kick out of this, and I'm so right on this, it's not even funny. And I don't have to be right. You don't have to be bright to be right, okay? And I don't have to be bright because I know what kind of sham this global warming and fake money and running every country with this Green New Deal. So, all right, there you go. You talk about that. Well, hold up. I just want to make my point again. So let's start with this one. U.S. solar panel company Lumio files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Another one that got money filed bankruptcy. Every one of them is going to do it before it's over. Solar panel company, part of a whose goal is to help the planet, has filed for bankruptcy. Saving the planet is causing a lot of people to go bankruptcy. A lot of us can't pay our bills because of this green new fake deal. So, another one that took money, another one that took federal money, another one said, we going, we changing the planet, we saving the planet. Bankruptcy. Okay? On their website, they say their first goal is to help people save money, help the planet, and work toward energy independence by using solar. So stupid. We were energy independent when Trump was in office, and they had a dang thing to do with solar or windmills or anything else. But they're going bankrupt. How can a company go bankrupt on the new and improved way of using energy? that's one. Here's another one. Another New Jersey offshore wind project runs into turbulence as Leading Light seeks pause. Another offshore wind project in New Jersey is encountering turbulence. Leading Light Wind is asking the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities to give it pause through late December on its plan to build an offshore wind farm off the coast of Long Beach Island. Why? Let me tell you what a pause means. I've seen companies do this over and over again. We done. They're just pulling a pause. No, we done. We don't have any money. We can't move forward with no money. We got to have more money from the federal government. They're dumb enough to give it to them, or money we don't have. That's what's going on, folks. I'm looking at that. I'm just reading the headlines to you. I'm just reading what's... This is every day. This is every... Oh, they're going to make it cheap. I guarantee you. Utility prices will never go down. They will always keep skyrocketing. But this is number two. I just happen to have one more. Lack of wind dimps profit at one of EDF's biggest UK wind farms. Really? Really? Lack of wind has dented profit in EDF's Dornell wind farm in Scotland. That's right. They have the ability to power 106,000 UK homes. So our turnover slumps. 12 months is down. Can't produce nothing like they say. This is all such a lie. It's such a lie from hell in the United States of America to be even involved in this. We weren't involved in it as much when Trump was there. When that election was taken away from Donald Trump, they went full-fledged for 4 years into the biggest lie from hell. We have made more millionaires with the Green New Deal, and we are getting nothing from it. It's ridiculous. We need to run from it. It's a hoax. Well, one more. Maryland plans to delay bridge expansion, electric buses, and $1.3 billion cut. Yes, they have to cut back on the old electric bus, which is costing way more to operate than one with diesel or gas, however they operate. Oh, the old electric bus is being cut back. And folks, let me tell you what else this is, bridge expansion. And I'm starting to read it and see it. States are getting ready to have to tuck their budgets in big time because the federal government is broke. You're going to see this a lot, even in our state. People sitting around seeing how much money they can get from the federal government. The Bell Edwards way, old bell boy. Go get as much as you can. Somebody else is going to take it. I love when I hear that from somebody in Louisiana. I absolutely fall out laughing inside. I go, what? And I think, what a dumbass. What a dummy. Just go take it. Not knowing the consequences up the road. But the states will be the ones that are going to be hit hard. That will depend on the federal government. And it's not a state that depends more on the federal government than Louisiana. There is none. We're at the top of the heap of waiting for the government, you know, to give us something. And it's a shame. It's like that. You know, it's just a shame. I'm just trying to be honest with you folks. That's all. I'm just being honest with you. It's incredible to sit here and watch some of the stuff that we're doing. It just, to me, it's off the chart incredible. Thinking that we are going to change the country because the federal government can print money and sell debt. But this Green New Deal, look at everywhere you go. Hey, this is the start. This ain't the beginning. I mean, this ain't the end. This is going to be all over the country. When nobody is going to be able to rely on wind. Somebody sold a house or a building. I have no problem with that. But these solar farms are a joke. The farms are absolutely a joke. The windmills are a joke. Carbon capture is the dumbest joke of all. And yet we sitting here just taking it because it's the federal money. I saw what Garrett Graves had bringing in. Had it yesterday and get to it. Congressman Graves, in his last few months, was bringing $104 million for infrastructure. I just said, okay, here it is. Garrett Graves announced $104 million federal funds for Louisiana road and infrastructure projects. Has announced Louisiana received $104 million in LANYAP federal funds in Louisiana for transportation infrastructure. LANYAP, $35 trillion in debt. There's no such thing as LANYAP. But the media writes it up. Hey, look at this. We get some more money. Everybody's doing it. Because somebody would have took this money. Gray said this is the dollars other states can't spend. These are monies that are effectively sent back to the federal government because we are approaching the end of the fiscal year. So this is a very quick turnaround. These are projects that absolutely meet the definition of shovel ready. The funds would be directed toward critical infrastructure upgrades, particularly in road construction, repair, essential improvement. Yeah, government's job to build roads. No doubt about it. But when you're broke, how do you keep building roads? So I just had to share that with you. Everybody, you got, a 100 United States senators, 435 House members. Every one of them is trying to see as much money as they can get from the federal government. every single one of them. And that's fine. But when you go to the grocery store, remember that, because that's why your grocery bills are 40% higher. That's why your car bills are higher, all the Green New Deal stuff. It's because of the movement of the federal government and the printing of money. And it's like nobody cares. You know? It's like, it don't affect me. It's going to all affect you and me too. It's going to just affect us all. Let Kamala Harris get in. They're going to double down on dumb. They're going to double down on ignorance on what you do with economy and money and people. They're going to double, triple, quadruple down on it. That's how you fundamentally change America, which Barack Obama wanted. And he's doing a good job of fundamentally changing America. It's just amazing. All right, we have to take a break. A lot more to come in these 3 hours. 844-766-6607 is the number. All right, you're listening to the Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Take a break. Be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajun's, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajun's delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun's one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it. This is Moon Griffon. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. A number, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You can always email me, moon at moongriffon.com. By the way, I don't know if y'all saw this or not. You know, everybody has run around this country legalizing dope. I call it dope because that's what it was, and it had a negative impact. So other states, especially in the West, Northwest, really started all this stuff. You go to San Francisco, the needles, the drugs, all the homelessness, all this stuff. Nobody shows that every day, all based on, I just legalized marijuana. Oh, just legalize. They didn't legalize. Or just give them needles. It went on and on again. So there's so many people hooked on this stuff. And Oregon lost a generation of people due to now reverse liberal drug laws. They were same thing I told you about gambling. You know, gambling is all come and go in Louisiana. It's going to come and go again. It's always come and go. Same thing with these drug laws. They are now changing the laws in places like Oregon, where they had all these liberal drug laws, and now they talk about losing a whole generation of kids and people who draw up on this dope and never become productive citizens. Their move to decriminalize drugs are the first of many necessary steps, according to State House Republican leader. The new law, which is in, is a reversal of the state's 2020 decriminalization, went into effect on Sunday. You saw overdose deaths, you saw drug uses on the street, crime, homelessness, all soared after Democrats put their policies in place. And they could have stopped it, but they didn't. No, I told you, the Democrat, look, you vote for them, you're going to smoke all the dope you want. You get drunk, drugged up, kill as many babies as you can. Just vote for us. And what happens is you got unproductive citizens. Folks, this is proven. I ain't going to get on a marijuana argument because I think it's a stupid argument. You don't legalize, you know, alcohol is bad enough. You don't keep legalizing more drugs and more things to get people high. And that's always been my beef with legalizing marijuana. We got enough drugs and alcohol on the streets now that you don't need to legalize anything else. So now in Oregon and some of these places like this that did all this crazy stuff for all these years, and let the democracy rule. Let democracy take place. Let mob rule. Well, we got mob ruling, and guess what? We got a lost generation because of mob rule and the democracy, and this is what we want. That's not how the United States works. It shouldn't work that way, but that's what it's been doing. As we keep talking about democracies, I'm looking at a picture here. Syringe drop box. Syringes only. No garbage. If the box is full, please contact us. House Bill 402 imposes tougher penalties for selling drugs in public and make drug possession for personal use a misdemeanor offense. Yeah, they're going back the other way. Why? Didn't work, folks. They got too many people strung out and drugged out. Under the new laws, those caught with small amounts of hard drugs such as fentanyl, heroin, and meth will have the ability to choose between a change of charge of possession or treatment program that would include being mandated a complete or behavioral health program to avoid fines. Folks, once again, we become in America now a social experiment for what we ought to never be. If you want to work at legalized drugs, look all over the world. They have gigantic problems. You want to look at countries that run up debt and run up inflation, they lose control of everything. You're not the country you're going to be, yet we're running up debt as much as we can. And countries that are open to border, you have no border. This is all the Democrat Party politics. And I'll say it again about the party of filth and the party of hate, the evil party that it's become, is that they don't care about you. They want to control you. They don't care if you kill four babies when you're pregnant. They don't care if you get high and get drugs and get stronger. They ain't coming to your rescue. You're going to vote for them, and they're giving you nothing but pain and misery. In a republic, we got laws. We're based on laws, not on mob rule. In these other countries, and Oregon is mob rule. This is what we want. We want our dope, all right? You can have your dope as much as you want. We ain't going to arrest nobody. Go to San Francisco, what they're doing in places like that and in places in Oregon, Washington, all these places that have done all these stupidity things. They, folks, we got a country. We had the best country in the world by far. Now we acting like all the third world countries. We're going to put President Trump in jail. That's what they're doing in third world countries. Put President Trump in jail for what? Oh, we're going to put him in jail. We just want him in jail. That's what these other countries do. It was in Argentina, Venezuela, where they had an election, and now they want to put the opposition party in jail because he questioned an election. Everybody in that country is questioning an election. Why do we want to be like the other countries who have proven to be failures? China's a failure. Russia is a failure. Iran is a failure. Iraq is a failure. Most of Europe is a failure. Canada is becoming a failure under Trudeau. Why do we want? We become a failure because of Barack Obama and people that believe like him. A guy that wants a military police force in the United States of America, for God's sakes. Here's Oregon going. We lost a generation, but now we're going to fix it. You don't just fix stuff. Stuff don't get fixed when you go down the wrong road. It just doesn't happen that way. And yet, this is what we're doing. Lost generation. So here in Louisiana, what we're doing, let's legalize marijuana laws, let's legalize recreation. That's where we're going. And then you hear from the people that are pro-marijuana, it don't hurt nobody. Yeah, right. Right. And I'm a global warming scientist. And I believe in global warming, right. We'll be right back. At Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875%, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally-owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts, AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
When the power goes...
This hour of the Moongraphone Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moongraphone Show. Always great to be with you. Matthew James, Tax Reduction Hotline. Don't forget, you can email me, moon@moongraphone.com. Phone line's still down, so that's futile to try to call. I just got this CBS News. 11-year-old boy shoots, kills former Louisiana town mayor and his daughter, police say. 11 years old. 11-year-old boy shot and killed 82-year-old one-time mayor of a northwest Louisiana town. Minden Police Chief Jared McIver told local news outlets that the boy told police that he shot and killed Joe Cornelius, 82, and his daughter, Keisha Miles, 31. Both were found Sunday morning with multiple gunshot wounds. Officials haven't said how the boy who's in custody was related to the victims. Neighbors heard they heard a gunshot. The boy organ had later heard multiple gunshots, about 8 gunshots. Neighbor told the station, 11 years old shooting somebody. 11. Who in the heck? Wow, 11 years old. I mean, you, when I was 11 years old, all I knew was play. Ball and play, that was it. Somebody takes a gun and shoots somebody. Shoots 2 people, kills them. God, mercy. I don't know if the, you may never get the name of an 11-year-old. They're not going to release that. But it's, boy, it's sad. All right, state of Louisiana. Projected shortfall up to $587 million for next fiscal year budget. Chairman Jack McFarland and his committee colleagues conducted their first hearing on the health department last week, and at least 3 more meetings are on the books. Approaching budget deficit, originally forecast $340 million due largely to the expiring 0.45% sales tax. You can add another $248 million on a tally if lawmakers yet again extend a teacher stipend and underwrite a special tutoring program. Everybody tells me the 0.458 coming back takes a two-thirds vote to bring it back. So, question for you. When are we going to start talking about cutting government? Because you cannot have an unbalanced budget. This goes back to last year when they tried to do a constitutional convention, and nobody's been more against the constitutional convention than me, except C.B. Fagoston. He's not with us anymore. But I was open to the fact that they were going to go look at all this dedicated money. The problem is the only reason that we got all these taxes and they were dedicated and put in the Constitution is because we never trusted the governor and the legislature to do what was right. You realize that's what's going on. The reason such stuff was dedicated because nobody would have voted for taxes in the state of Louisiana. Nobody would have voted for taxes in the state of Louisiana unless it was dedicated. They did not trust the body to do what was right. I'll be honest with you. I'm curious to see how they do this. If the 0.45 is going to come off, what are they going to do? And I think you have to be able to cut across the board. Do you realize $600 million, and I know it's a lot of money, that's not chump change. But if your budget's pushing $50 billion, that ought not be that hard. $50 billion. 10% of the budget is $5 billion. A 1% across the board cut is $500 million. All the increases we had in government, you don't think we can cut 1% off everybody? That wouldn't even be a good haircut. You'd have to go get another cut again in about 2 weeks. Maybe not even 2 weeks. But nobody's talking about cutting this government. Nobody. And I'm going to tell y'all what. We can't have tax schemes to fix this. We're too indebted. We got a lot of indebtedness. We got a lot of debt. But this is not a lot of money in the big picture, folks. If you had, let me give you an example. Let's do it. And this may be wrong. I'm not even going to figure it. 10% of 5,000 is 500. So 1% is $50. You tell me if the average person had $5,000 in their hands, they couldn't get $50 back. You tell me with a $5,000 in your hand, you couldn't take a cut of $50. That's all it is. Now, you could do it. I could do it. You could do it at your household. Everybody could do it. But state government and local governments don't seem to think they can cut any money. Federal government, definitely. But the federal government has a printing machine. We don't. It's not that hard. Folks, it's no way it's this hard. It's created to complicate things, to create devastation stuff like Bill Edwards did. Now, I'm going to get to it in the next segment. The Hayride did it again. Scott and him did a great job at looking at Kamala Harris's flip-flops and comparing them to, guess who? Bill Edwards' flip-flops. Oh, this is good. This is solid. You need to go read it at the Hayride. I'll share with you some of the stuff that he did, but this is really, really good. Okay, Bill Edwards, and he does mention, you know, they kept talking about a $2 billion budget deficit, if I brought up 2,000 times, or maybe 2 billion times. We never had a $2 billion budget deficit, ever, not even close. The $2 billion budget deficit was a budget deficit plus everything they wanted to spend. It was about 50-50. Maybe a little bit more in a budget deficit, $1.1 billion, but everything else was new spending. Everything. And Scott breaks this down, but $2 billion was never the budget deficit. That was created out of thin air. When you get on national, when you get on state TV and say, we might have to cut LSU football, we know you're lying. We know you're lying. And nobody lied more than Bell, Kamala and them, Obama and them maybe. But Bell lied so much to us. And he's created as a hero by the left in the newspaper. And Scott nails them, man. He really nails them. So my question to y'all is real simple. If you had a $5,000 budget at your household and you had to cut $50 out because things were tight, do you think you can cut $50 out? I'm not saying $500. I didn't say $1,000. $50. Would you panic in your house right now if you had $5,000? Okay, say you got $10,000 a month. Would you panic today, $10,000 a month coming in your household, if you had to all of a sudden give up $100? You got $10,000 between you and your wife coming in your household. Would it be a panic? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We got to shut our kids' college down. Oh, we can't drive our car. We got to turn off cable vision. We got to cut the budget. We got $10,000 a month coming in. And you're going to have to cut your budget $100. Would that really mess up your life? I got to thinking about my budget at home. Okay? So I had to cut $10. I got to cut $100 out of my budget. My wife called and said, we need to cut $100 up because of it. I said, no problem. Here's what we can do. Why can't the state work that way? Because they don't want to work that way. Bill Edwards didn't want to work that way. He talked Republicans like Cocktail Cousin and Zero Zerang and the rest of them to vote for a 1 cent sales tax because it was doom and gloom. We closed the hospital. David Calicott was out there. Close, save our hospitals. Come on my program. Told him when they're going to give him the money. He was crying like a little baby. He never came back, by the way. I knew he would. Said he would, and they knew he wouldn't. He was part of government. I think he's in the Shreveport area now, Calicott. What a joke. What a joke. So we can't cut. So in other words, at your house, you got $5,000 a month, and mama says, we need to cut $50. Are you really going to break down and have to fight over $50? Or if you're making $10,000 a month, are you really going to have to break and fight over $100? Hey, baby, we're not going to go out to eat this week. That's how hard it would be. Okay, no problem. I'll cook. Louisiana, we're going to fight over a 1 cent, 1% cut for everybody. I think every department could give back 1%. You know what? You can do it. Anyway, take a break. Be right back. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites, nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moongraphone Show. What a day. Great day to be with you. 844-766-6607. It is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Or, better yet, email me, moon@moongraphone.com. Moon@moongraphone.com. So did you ever decide if you and your spouse, if you had a $5,000 budget at home, could you afford to cut $50 out? If you had $10,000 a month budget at home, could you afford to cut $100 out? And the answer is going to be, heck yes. Why can't state government do that? But that's what Bill left us. There's a great piece at the Hayrod McKay and him have put together. And it's basically talking about flashbacks in Kamala Harris flip-flops and comparing to what Bill Edwards did. We already saw what flip-flops Edwards did, and I'll get to that in a second. But it goes on to talk about all this flip-flopping that Kamala Harris is doing, which she is. You know, she's trying to win the presidency. Democrats lie. I told y'all Bill Edwards lied so much it wasn't even funny, but people kept pushing him. He backed in twice. And a lot of it had to do with stupidity and get mad at him if they want to from some Republicans. Just total stupidity. And so if you go read the article on the Hayrod, I think you need to, because I'm not going to read it all, but I want to share some of it. Scott says it's vitally important to call out the lies and use them to eliminate the utter cynicism, contempt that lies underneath them. We noticed this specifically in Louisiana because of John Bell Edwards' experience. Boy, he hurt us. God, Edwards hurt us. Remember back in 2015, Edwards ran was first running for governor. He told lie after lie, but two of them were especially notable. One was sort of a macro lie. It was that Edwards was a conservative and a centrist Democrat. It was never even close. That's how he ran. We found out Edwards was so woke like the rest of the country. He was. When you want to cut the private part of a 10-year-old so they can say they're a girl at 10 years old, you're sick woke. Or you woke sick. And that's what he wanted to do. He said the other was a specific lie, which was that he was opposed to tax increase to deal with the fiscal deficit that Louisiana faced as a result of declining oil prices. It was all a lie. The macro lie was swallowed whole by the state's legacy media, that would be people like the devil's advocate, which elevated Edwards from a frenzy nobody of a candidate to the front runner of the race that at the same time piled of national Democrat money poured in as David Vitter began to be worn down by never-ending narratives about his past sexual infidelities. But it was a provable lie. Edward wasn't a conservative, and he wasn't a centrist. He spent 8 years in the Louisiana legislature. Listen to this now. Edwards was such a bad legislator, too. 8 years. By the way, he was a floor leader for Bobby Jindal. Don't ever forget that. That was amazing when he said he inherited what he inherited from Bobby Jindal. Bobby Jindal was a better governor than Bill Edwards. I'll say that proudly now. I don't think either one of them were worth a flip, but he was better than Edwards. Edwards hurt us with no vision. Bobby's vision, the problem with Bobby's vision was about his vision for him, not for the state. That's why Jindal fell on hard times. He goes on to say Edwards spent 8 years in Louisiana legislature and a significant voting record. And that record was hard left. Look, he's a centrist. Yeah, nobody talked about his voting record. He voted for 6 of 8 of Bobby Jindal's budgets. And yet he inherited a budget deficit. You can't inherit on something you vote for. But if I have a truck note, I signed on a truck note. I didn't inherit a truck note. If I signed a paper that said, I will pay $300 a month, Moon Griffin, sign all them things you got to sign, I own that $300 a month note on that truck because I signed off on it. Bell Edwards signed off on 6 of 8 of Jindal's budgets. And I don't count the last one because he was running for office, so he voted against Jindal's budget. 6 of the first 7 is what he signed off on. That's a fact. Nobody could argue with me then. Nobody can argue with me now. His record was so bad, in fact, Edwards' voting record, as expressed by the lobby scorecard, was worse than any member of the Legislative Black Caucus. And they all vote left-leaning woke, every single one of them. His was worse than their record. He was sold as a sin. He was sold as a lie. What was Bell Edwards' vision for the state? He had none. Medicaid expansion, raising taxes, and how much federal government money we can go get. That was his vision. No vision for education. No vision for our kids. No vision for jobs. No vision for the future of our industry here. Nothing. And the media propped him up. Twice. Republicans let him get out of it. The only basis for claiming he was essential was that Edwards was expressed he was pro-life position. He also said he was pro-gun. Yeah, that was exposed for a lie because every bill that came to the governor's office either got him, he even got the legislature to kill it before it got there, or he vetoed it. The Second Amendment lie, and the first one, I will say it again, but he wouldn't come back on my program. He would not come back on my program because the question I have for him is not if you're pro-life. Do you believe a woman has a right to choose? Forget your what you say you believe. Do you think a woman has a right to choose? And if Bel Edwards answers honestly, going to say a woman has a right to choose, well, you're not Mr. Pro-Life anymore. And he can't say that. He can say it. He can't say it because there's words he might want to run for governor again. I hope he runs for a national position. See, people ask me, said, Moon, be careful. What if he runs for Senate? And Psycho Bill Cassidy gets in a runoff. Psycho Bill Cassidy can't get in a runoff in a Republican primary. Psycho, I've seen polls on this, more than one. In the Republican Party, Psycho Bill is dead meat politically to run for a national office. We have closed primaries. Republicans will vote. I will register as a Republican and vote against Cassidy if he runs. And I will bring as many as my independent friends as I can. I'm not independent. I'm no party, but you get what I'm saying. So I'm not worried about Edwards running again. If we're stupid enough to put that man back in, we are stupid. And I'm just calling what we are because I live here. I'm part of it. We're the dumbest people in the world to put a man like that in there. I saw it happen twice, all because Republicans beat on themselves. Backed in twice. This man had no vision for the state, and he heard it. Scott, in the Hayride article, go read this. This is good. It's about the one I was comparing the lies of Kamala Harris to the lies of this dude. We went through this already. He goes on to say, but a specific lie which probably relates best to Harris was that Edwards repeatedly claimed he could fix Louisiana's budget without tax increases. But then he won mostly because voters thought stories about Vita dallying with prostitutes was too icy or icky to make his governor. So everything changed, but that's not really what happened. What really happened was Scott Angel and Jay Darden made it good to vote for a leftist woke Democrat. Jay Darden went and worked for the man for 8 years. Jay Darden is responsible for him being in office as much as anybody, and so is the dipstick Angel. Edwards put forth a blizzard of tax increases, threatened every dire consequences imaginable, including the suspension of college football in Louisiana if he wasn't giving it. He mentioned LSU by name. LSU going to be, we know LSU football. And acted surprised he justifies about facing this necessity of tax increase by saying the state budget situation was worse than he knew. And then Scott says he voted for 6 of 8 Bobby Jindal's budget because he did. He wasn't an innocent nail. He was part of it. He was part of the problem. And the $2 billion budget deficit was a big-time lie. The increased spending is why we're having a problem. And by the way, under his watch, starting in 2016 to today, to 2023, when he was governor, out-migration and jobs left this state in droves. He was a part of that. Our economic development plan, because of Bel Edwards, is come on, hurricane. Come on, hurricane. We need some economic development. He's lied the whole time he was in office. People praised the biggest liar that may have ever been in office. And no, I now look back and think Jindal was better than him. By the way, when you're fighting for first place and you're at the bottom of the toilet, it's not a pretty spot. Edwards hurt us, and he hurt us bad. All right, read the article on the Hayride. Great article. Take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
There's already a line of Trump supporters. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News in Pennsylvania. Before the former president has a town hall forum on Fox News Channel at 9 p.m. Eastern. Fox's Aisha Hosni's in Harrisburg.
This is another opportunity for the former president to create that split screen of him taking questions from not just voters, but from the press, while Vice President Kamala Harris continues to evade any more interviews or those, off-the-cuff question-and-answer gaggle moments on the campaign trail.
And Vice President Harris, she'll be out campaigning today in New Hampshire.
She's proposing a tenfold increase in the tax deduction for starting a small business from $5,000 to $50,000. Harris will also propose cutting some regulations like needing excessive occupational licenses across state lines to expand. The vice president is adding to her economic plans. Last month, she proposed the first ever federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries. Republicans have called that Soviet-style price controls.
As Fox's Rich Edson in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the Secret Service will be protecting both candidates as it responds to new whistleblower allegations, saying it's committed to learning from failures in the Trump assassination attempt back in July. Republican Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox he's been told some agents at that rally were from Homeland Security, not Secret Service, with no protection experience doing unrelated casework.
They were pulled off those cases, said, here, you're going to go guard the former president of the United States. Watch this webinar. Oops, it doesn't really work. Oh, that's all right. Go out into the field anyway.
We have news on the economy before Friday's August jobs and unemployment report. It shows companies put out fewer help wanted signs in July, posting fewer job openings, 7.7 million, down from 7.9 in June. However, there are still more jobs available than Americans unemployed. On Wall Street, a rebound from yesterday's big sell-off. The Dow's up over 200 points. The Nasdaq's gaining 70. America's listening to Fox News.
For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's a lot of things you can try. You know, tough it out, bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that addresses the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here. Every day, News Talk 96.5 KPL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us, 844-766-6607. is the number, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You can always be part of the program if you want to be. That way, you can just email me, moon@moongrafon.com. By the way, just talking to Walker, and I get a little frustrated. You know, we all love LSU. We watch LSU. LSU got beat one game. But the reaction from the fans and some of the media, we ought to not play nobody tough on the first game. Let me just tell you, sooner or later, you're going to play somebody tough. And if you look at the next, I was listening to Moscone yesterday, my buddy Matt. I like listening to Matt. Matt does a good job about LSU. And he talked about they can be 5-1 with no problem going against Ole Miss. They play Nichols. That's pretty simple. At South Carolina, they don't seem to be too good. UCLA don't look like going to be no powerhouse. Anyway, go on and on. And I just don't understand people. So sooner or later, LSU, Alabama, name who you want to name, are going to have to play tough teams. Whether it be the first week, the third week, the eighth week, the 12th week. It doesn't matter. How'd you like to be Clemson? Got to play Georgia. Well, it ain't fun to play Georgia. Walk, am I wrong? Is it fun to play Georgia in the first week? Is it more fun in the fifth week? Or you'd rather play them in the 12th week? They ain't fun to play Georgia anytime right now. I just think people need to get over some of this crap. All right, you want a couple powder puffs early and schedule the damn thing. I mean, gee, I'm just tired of hearing those. That's such a bad attitude. If you would have won, and LSU should have won, disappointed they didn't. If you'd have won, you wouldn't even be saying this. Well, it's not that. We've lost five games in a row. Mississippi State was one of the five games. There ain't many times Mississippi State going to beat LSU. I don't care what week you play them. That was also the year LSU, I think, ended up 5-5. All they played was 10 SEC teams. I mean, take your pick. Mississippi State first, Alabama first. Who you want to play first? Georgia first. I'm just tired of hearing that. I know I live here and I got to hear it. I'm just sick of hearing all that. Okay? If you want to schedule the powder puffs early, fine. It doesn't mean, okay, somebody told me, well, at least in about game three, then you'll know kind of where you are. So will a good team. So will a good team get better? If a good coach and a good teams get better as the season goes. I just don't want to say, I'm sick of hearing all this. So you got beat. They got beat, what was it, Jaden Daniels' first year. They got beat against Florida State. Missed the extra point, got an extra point block. Made it to the SEC championship game. They beat Florida. They were played in the national championship game with three losses. They were that good, and they got better. Didn't matter they lost to Florida State. They beat Georgia. They might be in the national championship game. I don't understand. I mean, what do we want to do? Do we want college teams to play 12 easy games that they win every game 77-6 so everybody can go around high-fiving everybody and go, look how great we are. We beat Slippery Rock. We beat Nichols. I'm not talking about LSU. I'm talking about any school. We beat Nichols. Okay? We beat Tarleton State. We beat Centenary's first year in football. I'm just making it up. I'm just saying. Man, we're 12-0, man. We ought to be in the finals. We won by an average margin of 70 points, and everybody at the fan base, you're going to play tough teams. You're in the SEC, for God's sake. There's not a game in SEC they can't win. There's not a game in SEC team that they can't lose to. I keep hearing this over and over. I'm sick of it, you know. I'm sick. LSU had no business losing that game. I'm not blaming anybody. Just they had no business losing a game. They should have won that game. That was their game. Florida State, when they got beat, missed an extra point. They should have won that game. They let Mississippi State come in that year and throw all over them. That was Orgeron's last year. Thank you, Jesus. Man, the crime, oh, we don't need to schedule. Well, don't schedule them. You know, LSU plays the next 2 years in the opening game. Walker. You ready? Clemson. That'll be an easy win, right? I ain't hear Clemson people crying about that stuff. Maybe they are. Oh, we had to play Georgia. I don't know. I got news for you. Playing Georgia in the second, the fifth week, and the eighth week ain't going to be easy. You think playing Alabama in November is going to be easy? Alabama ain't going to get better? playing Ole Miss in the seventh week or whatever it is, that'll be easy then. We'll have everything right. So Ole Miss ain't going to get better between now and then. I'm telling y'all, I'm so sick. Scott Rabelais wrote a story, too. We need to change the scheduling. They'd have won. Nobody be talking about this. Nobody. They didn't talk about this last year and the year before. They talk about it now. Well, so-and-so is playing an easy team. Okay, playing an easy team. What you want me to do? Clemson played an easy team. They played Georgia. Notre Dame played Texas A&M. You think Texas A&M's walking around? Boy, I'll tell you what, if we'd have played Notre Dame in week seven, hell, in week seven, you might not have a quarterback. You don't know who's going to hurt. You don't know what's going to happen. A lot of times, too, when they schedule these games far out, teams were great. And then all of a sudden, they're not that good when you go play them and you beat them. USC didn't impress me leading into the game. And they impressed me more in the game, but I think it's because, as Coach Kelly said, they left a lot on the field. I'm frustrated listening to fans crying about starting with a hard game. You got to play 12 of them. Go look at Florida. You know, Florida's not that good. Fuck, a Florida schedule is sick. Can you pull that up real quick? I'm going to get off of this. How'd you like to play Florida's schedule and look at the last five or six games them guys got to play? I don't know if anybody in the country would like to play their schedule. Okay, you ready? They got beat, drilled against, who drilled them? Miami, Florida beat them, didn't they?
Yes.
Okay, so they play Sanford next week.
This week.
Walker didn't know who they play. Texas A&M.
Then at Mississippi State, UCF at home, who's not a pushover, at Tennessee, Kentucky at home.
All right, now I'll read the next one.
At Georgia, at Texas, LSU at home, Ole Miss at home, at Florida State, the battle for the worst two teams in college football.
But look at that schedule. I mean, if anybody wants to cry about a schedule, it ought to be them. Thank God they got – listen, let me tell you something else. Sanford they're going to beat. But you saw on the schedule, they're playing UCF. That's not going to be an easy win.
UCF's not bad. They got K.J. Jefferson. Arkansas is the quarterback.
So starting October 12th, Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, Florida State, which we know now is not going to be that good. But still, look at that brutal. That's brutal. That's so brutal. Who even makes a schedule like that? They made one. Anyway, I thank you for bringing it up. You turn your mic. That's all I hear is about, we shouldn't play. I heard that this morning. I just had enough of it. LSU is LSU. LSU is going to be who it's going to be. And it might be the number one team in the country when it's all said and done. Here's the sad thing. Nobody knows. They played one game. The overreaction watching football is phenomenal after one game. Phenomenal. I'll tell y'all right now, when I saw Jason Daniel quarterback the first two or three games for LSU, I laughed at him. Jaden Daniel. I said, look at this guy. All he can do is run. He can't throw a lick. You think I missed on him, Walker? Then I missed on Jaden Daniels. By the end of the first year, I was like, wow. The end of the second. And the second year, I'm going, holy cow, nobody ever did this. Missed on him bad. One game. Panic City. We don't need to play tough teams anymore. I'm thinking most average fans out there, in my book, don't get it. They just don't. They just know we won or lost. That's it. Everybody's happy. And I'm sick of hearing it, the crying about who you play, because everybody's going to play tough teams before it's over. And later in the year when you're better, just ask a simple question. Later in the year when you're better, and everybody's going to get better, everybody, other teams too, God forbid that Nussmeier went down with an injury and had to miss three or four games, like Ole Miss and Alabama. Are you going to be happy about that? Or it's going to be, well, we lost our quarterback. I mean, all that's part of it, folks. Just that fans, I don't think fans, if you hadn't played sports, competitive sports, I don't know if you can even understand it. So you want to play a powder puff or play three powder puffs the first 3 weeks. But from week 4 to week 12, good luck. You're going to have a hell of a schedule you got to win. Then you're going to say, the average fans go, well, we played easy games up fall. We look really good. But, man, playing all these hard teams in a row, that ain't fair. Tell Florida that. Who, by the way, is in big trouble. Tell Florida that. I'm sick of hearing that. Look, let's go to the next game. Nichols up next. Beat them. Go to the next game. That's college football. That's college sports. That's professional sports. Okay? You know the first game being played Thursday night in the NFL, Walker? The Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. For people that don't follow that, that was the same two teams that played in the AFC Championship game last year. They expected them to play this year. Opening the season. Well, that's not fair. That's not fair. They're playing each other. That's too hard a game. You got to play the Chiefs in the first game? That ain't fair. Really? Go play the brutal NFL schedule. It's nothing to do with fairness. You schedule, you go play them. LSU's got the guts to play some pretty good teams. Go play them. You know? They should have won one of the Mississippi State had no business coming in and winning. That was Ed Orgeron's last year. Thank you, Jesus. You had Florida State where you had them and missed the extra point. And then this game right here is a game you could have won or should have won. Nobody, if they were 3-2 in the last five, Walker, do you think they'd be crying? No, they wouldn't. And I'm talking about the fans who just don't understand. They don't understand because they don't want to. Anyway, let me take a break. I got off on a soap opera, but I didn't mean to do that. But I'm sick of hearing it. Whipping and crying by people. Kelly's team's going to be really, really good and really fine. Okay? You wasn't going undefeated anyway. I don't think anybody will. We'll take a break. Be right back.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at SolarLouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
If you're looking to get some stuff done in or around the home, check out Stein Home & Yard. They are a Louisiana-based company, a family-owned company, and they have everything you need for work inside or outside of your home. If you've got repairs to do around the house or flower beds to work on to get ready for winter, check out their indoor and outdoor sections at your local Stein Home & Yard. Plus, it's tailgate season. If you need a new grill, check out their selection of pellet smokers, Rectech and Traeger brand, both fantastic brands, available right now at Stein's. They are a family-owned business, Louisiana born and raised, committed to being the most customer-focused home improvement retailer and building material supplier, serving homeowners and residential and commercial contractors. Know before you go, check out steinhome.com and see all the great deals at a local Stein near you. Stein Home and Yard. Check them out, steinhome.com.
Do you crave...
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. By the way, Trump's having a gigantic press conference, town hall, press conference. People can ask him anything they want to. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris will not have one. Folks, don't say an average person, you really don't know what you're going to vote for. You're not into it. You're fine. Why would you vote for somebody who will not have a press conference, will not tell you what she stands for? And when she runs her mouth, what she stands for, it's all Marxism, socialism, and things that the United States of America don't need, like price control. Don't y'all find that odd? You got one person willing to talk and the other person is not willing to talk. I don't know if anybody that ran for president that didn't get in line and talk and do press conferences, including Biden, who couldn't talk last time when he ran 4 years ago. They hit him, too. They were really high on Kamala Harris. She's supposed to be this young woman and these young people. I'm going to vote for Kamala. She looks good. God have mercy. The other thing was I just saw a poll. 10 men favor Trump by more than 10%, and women favor Harris over Trump by 8%. Let me tell you something, ladies and women out there and women that are single and you think they issue everything's about abortion, this woman's going to put you in a poorhouse. And if you're already in a poorhouse, you're going to stay in a poorhouse with her policies. There's absolutely no way. Listen to me. The government's never, ever going to give somebody, I'm not saying there ain't a few people swiping the system because there always is. The average person out there that's poor, government's never going to give you ever give you prosperity. You have no chance of prospering betting on a government. And if you know somebody, a government somewhere in America, I mean, in this world, that's giving their people prosperity by giving them everything they need, name the country. I want to go see it. There's none. Every country has, almost every country has promised prosperity if you do what we say. Vote for us, but it's never happened. So when I see women, ladies out there, and the ones that got abortion as their only issue, I can't help them. If killing a baby, if destroying children that are in a mama's womb is your issue, and you think that's important to be able to kill a baby, I can't help you. If that's what you're voting on, then nobody can help you. Nobody can help you. But if you think that you're going to sit around and get some kind of check from the government where you're going to live like you want to and don't have to work for it, and it's going to be given to you, you have no clue of what's coming to you by Kamala Harris, Barack Obama government. You have no clue. There's absolutely no clue. There's no way that you will ever get out of what you're in. Waiting on a government check. No way. It won't happen. And if you think it can happen, tell Kamala Harris and Barack Obama especially, tell them to explain what country y'all trying to be like. What Marxist, socialist democracy that you want to be like. And if they can give you a country, please, please share it with me. The government's going to give you free health care, and it's great health care. Government's going to give you free housing, and you live in a great neighborhood. The government's going to give you a check so you can eat and food stamps and tell me you just live in the best neighborhood and go grocery shopping and everything. What are you doing for that money? If you're not working, you're not prospering. I'm not talking about people that can't. I'm talking about people that won't. If you're waiting for them to give you something for your kids to be in the best school, it's not happening. The federal government can't do that for anybody. All they can do is take everybody down. That's it. If you think they can print you money, you think reparations is coming, you're going to get all this money, and life's going to be so good, you're a fool. By the way, you saw in California where they promised reparations. Now they said, no, we can't do that. And some of these people in the black community that are leading the charge to get money for nothing. Nothing they've been through. They all live it. They all live it. This income they like to pass out to people for not working, it's failed everywhere that's been tried. So why are women think Donald Trump's such a bad person and Kamala Harris and Obama's going to deliver them something they can't deliver? When we get back, Republicans against Trump, these people are making me sick. We'll be right back.
If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction, listen to Springfield Wellness Center's founder, Paula Norris Medier.
We help people through their detox with minimal withdrawal symptoms. Even though it's a 10-day treatment, I look at the first 4 or 5 days as the brain restoration piece. And when the brain restoration piece turns on, that's when we have patients go, wow, a light bulb turned on or a switch was turned on. All of a sudden, their prefrontal cortex is working. And their midbrain is also working. They're not craving. They're thinking clearly. They see things clearly. And they have more confidence.
Put your addiction behind you. Call Springfield Wellness Center, 225-755-9566.
Just call us. That's all. And we'll be waiting for you.
225-755-9566. 755-9566. Springfield Wellness Center. SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com.
From their humbling beginning, Dino Hardwoods is striving to provide superior service and quality products for their customers. Hey, I know Charles Altman. He does a great job. If you're looking for lumber, Dino Hardwoods stocks a large selection of domestic and import hardwood lumber in Cypress. You ought to see their stuff. Exotic lumber, they got that as well. Trust in Dino Hardwoods when it comes to your exotic lumber needs right now. Molding, plywood, paint, and L products, they are ready for you. They got 3 great locations. Their corporate office is right here in Broussard, Louisiana. There's an office in Shreveport on 2801 Valley View Drive and one in Tyler, Texas, 12492 Highway 155 North. Hey, if you're looking for something different and something new and somebody who will service you, it's Dino Hardwoods. I'm telling you, don't forget Dino Hardwoods. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Great locations. They can service you. They can deliver. DinoHardwoods.com. Check out this great Louisiana company.
Riley Corville.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. Is a number if you'd like to be part of the program. And of course, as always, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Another thing that you got the presidential election. Like I said, I don't know what's going to happen between now and then. I think they're going to do all they can to put Donald Trump in jail. They asked Trump about why he didn't put Hillary in jail. He said, well, look, man, you put your opponent in jail. Fast forward, why do they want to put Trump in jail? Because they need to stop him. Trump said, I didn't put Clinton in jail because it would have looked so bad for the U.S. I want to bring the country together. They could have definitely put them in jail. And yet, it's Trump, the one that being threatened to be put in jail by the same people. He didn't want to do that to them because they don't care. Man, let me tell you something. If you think Democrats care how something looks, they don't. They care about the end results, whatever it takes. And I told you they would do anything to make sure he's not president. I'm not changing my belief that it's no telling what they're going to do between now and election. Putting in jail could be one of many things that they do. So, by the way, North Carolina start voting. They start voting in the presidential election Friday. Is that not crazy? 2 months they vote. 2 months they're voting in North Carolina. I mean, that's sick. So, but his Trump has the same problem, similar to what happened with David Vitter. We got weak leftist Republicans that are Republicans in name only. John McCain's son, who's in military, says he can't vote for Trump because he went to Arlington and made a commercial which disrespect the sanctity of Arlington. Nobody says that John McCain himself, the dad, when he was running for president, used Arlington Cemetery as a backdrop to make a political commercial. But he can't vote for Trump. Pat Toomey, retired Senator Republican from Pennsylvania, says he can't vote for Trump. Mitt Romney says he can't vote for Trump. By the way, anybody heard from Psycho Bill Cassidy on how he's voting? I would love to see what Psycho says now. Psycho was the one impeached Trump said, you wait till all the information. You wait till all the evidence comes out. Really? Nothing came out. Nothing to indict Trump on anything except made up stuff. Anybody know how Psycho's going to vote? I know how John Kennedy's voting. He's one of our state senators. I know Mike Johnson's voting. He's Speaker of the House, Louisiana. I know how Julia Letlow's voting. I know, I believe in all my heart, Gary Graves ain't going to make that statement. He'll have to vote for Trump. He don't like Trump either. Pat Toomey, retired Republican in Pennsylvania, they got all these Republicans literally voting for anti-America tactics, endorsing Kamala and Barack Obama. Now, folks, this is scumbags. These are people who are total scum. Okay? So tell us, they ought to have to tell, why are you voting for Kamala? Forget Trump, why are you voting for Kamala? Why are you supporting somebody who wants to kill every baby if somebody wants to kill it? Why you want to vote for somebody who wants price control, which has destroyed every country that's been tried? Why do you want a lady that's letting anybody come across the border? You watch how many people come across the border between now and the end of Joe Biden's term. Because I saw articles how they busted them to the Mexico border so they can send them across. You just watch. You're voting for a woman who doesn't want borders. You got a woman that doesn't care how much debt she runs up. Because I told y'all, they're making me look so right. If you can get them to hate Trump more than you love America, then Kamala, who won't do interviews, who won't talk to nobody, does not want anybody to ask a question that might be tough. But we're talking to the President of the United States. Folks, we're not talking about somebody head of a tiddlywink game. We're talking about the President of the United States. She will not answer questions. And you got the anti-Trump Republicans, the never-Trumpers, telling us to vote for somebody who's never America. The people that are anti-America. You got Republicans, they did that here with Jay Darden and the dipstick on jail and the rest of them. I ain't voting for Vitter, all the bad. So you vote for a guy that you thought was somebody with a military guy, center, and none of that was true. Military guy was, but thank you for his service, but that's it. I don't mean to make you a good governor. It was nothing honorable about what Edwards did in office. Might have been honorable when he was in the military, but it's a different story. Just because you're in the military don't mean you're going to be a great elected official. So the never-Trumpers are out there, folks. They still are. It's bad as it's been. I saw another article where somebody real close to Kamala Harris said Kamala Harris is not separating herself from Joe Biden's policies. Okay? How was the last 4 years for you? How many people got raped? How many people had died of fentanyl? How much is your taxes going up? How much is your food prices going up? How much is your car prices going up? There's nobody better off. None of us are better off. Because they can go throw money around like Santa Claus, we're better off? That doesn't make any sense to me. I would think people, the average person, could see through it. Every Republican ought to see through it, but no, they'll do anything they can to beat Trump because they want you to hate Trump more than love America. And they don't even want you to look at Kamala Harris at all, what she stands for, what she says, just hate Trump. You know, like, just hate Vitter. Let's put a guy in there that was a Rudy 2 leader for Bobby Jindal only to talk about how bad Jindal was. It's a crazy atmosphere we live in, and everybody wants to go back to normal. You vote for Kamala Harris, you're not going back to normal. You're staying in Crazyville. It's not going to change, but it can get worse. That's what I think. People don't think it can get worse. Your economy's not going to get better. Your food prices aren't going down because they keep hammering down on this Green New Deal where they keep printing money, give it to companies, and all of them are going bankrupt and filing bankruptcy, filing Chapter 11 and closing. And all of them will eventually close and file for bankruptcy. You can book it's coming. Of course, we still have carbon capture out there. That's really a fine job creator, that old carbon capture is. So what are these Never Trumpers about? There's been some coming back to the deal. Folks, we got to get it right in the House. Let me ask you a question, you Never Trumpers. Y'all hate on Trump. That makes people hate on the Senate and the House members. And so so even if Trump wins and you lose the House or Senate, nothing's going to happen. These people are so jealous of him because they couldn't make it to the top. He did. And this is what I love about Pat Toomey and John McCain's and the Mitt Romney's and the Psycho Bill cast. They think they're smarter than they are. They think they have no warts. They talk about Trump's character. What is their real character that we hadn't seen yet from these people who think they're some kind of walking around like they're some kind of God, like they know better? Yet Pat Toomey was in the Senate for a long, long time. What did he ever accomplish for us? Did he stop the border? No. Did he get rid of Obamacare? No. McCain shot us down on that. So it's so disappointing to see. We got somebody who was president who did a dang good job, and you got somebody who wants to bring the country down to his knees. And you're going to you hate the person that did a really good job, and you're going to vote for a person that's going to bring everybody down to his knees and be crying. The good thing about it is they're going to eventually cry to Jesus because they ain't going to have no choice. Let me take a break. 8-4, this ID and this ID voting stuff and illegals being registered to vote blows my mind. Blows my mind. Folks, we're closing in on a presidential election. North Carolina starts voting Friday, September the 6th. Take a break. Be right back. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around, Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petit Sirah, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Everywhere you turn.
y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, last segment of this hour. One of the things I talked to Paul, and I'm going to get to the voter ID stuff too. I just blows my mind. Paul Hurd and him put together a group, and it's he's trying to get them to adopt the 10 bill gold standard, which will roll back the stone blocking Louisiana economic resurrection. So I'm going to give them to you. These are 10 things that he said we need to do, and there's not one of them I can argue with. Some of them already are bills that are out there that we could have already enacted. Number one, repeal personal income tax. Neil Rouse had a bill, HBOB 844. So the personal income tax. Protect the current phase out of the 0.45% sales tax already enacted. But that's going to come off. Reduce the state severance tax on oil and gas industry. Bogus Boboye had that bill out. Repeal excessive costs of all gas production cleanup. Alan Seabar had a bill, SB 459. Let's see. Eliminate fictional medical cost recoveries in auto accidents. That was Mellorine's bill that was vetoed by the governor. Require direct evidence that proves the cause of injuries. Another bill. A Mellorine, that was HB 24. Required direct evidence to prove the cause of injury. Don't you think we ought to have that? Seven, require courts to protect injury parties from excessive attorney fees. Amend the Civil Code, Article 1954. Shift 0.25% of existing sales tax away from state to local government, giving local governments 25%. That the local governments can fix a lot of their own problems, and then you won't have people begging for money when they bring it on. That would be a great idea. I've always said that. Why don't we get rid of some sales tax and give it back to the local government, let them fix their own problems? Nobody wants to do that because they don't know if they can fix their own problems. Repeal property taxes on business inventory and goods and works in progress. And number 10, unified sales tax collection to reach out of state and internet sellers to mandate remittance of sales taxes owed to state and local entities. That's 10 really easy things on paper, hard to do in a state that doesn't want to change. You got to have people that really want to change, and a lot of state legislators and the House want to change. The problem's in the Senate. If the Senate in the state of Louisiana, led by Cameron Henry, doesn't grow up, if the rest of the senators, like the yellow belly sapsucker Mark Abraham and the Reese's peanut butter Mike Reese, don't come off of some of this big government's proposals, we're never going to change anything. I expect the non-Democrats to be leftist big government people. I expect that. I expect not to have their votes. Cleo Fields won't be around next year. They're going to put somebody in Cleo's place next year. But if the leadership in the Senate and Cameron Henry is going to do what he did the last session in special sessions, Louisiana has no chance to change anything if Cameron Henry, the Senate president, is not going to grow up and be a conservative instead of a big government player. I think what happens with these people, and I've said it many times before, they get in the government, they get elected, they go to Baton Rouge, it becomes more about how can we take care of government than take care of the people back home. And cutting a check and sending it home is not what I mean. Man, we got problems right there. We're just not addressing them. And I'm telling you, most of the Senate has been the ones that doesn't address. Cameron Henry, out of his mouth, said, I'm going to protect my senators' own votes. Well, he might be protecting the senators, but he ain't helping us. And he ain't helping Louisiana grow. And he ain't helping Louisiana change. If you realize when somebody gets elected, their job is to vote up, down, all around for legislation. Fight it, beat it, bill it up, whatever. And Cameron Henry to stand up and say, I'm going to protect my senators. Meanwhile, on the House side, and that's why I wanted to have Philip DeVille on too, not to talk about the Senate, but talk about all the things they try to do. Philip DeVilliers on the House, they're voting on everything. Constitutional, let's go. I mean, they're voting on everything. They're putting their neck out on every piece of legislation they possibly can. Senate acts like it's Mr. Maturity, and it's not. It's Mr. Liberal. It's Mr. Pro-Government side. And a bunch of Republicans in there, too. We don't have enough Republicans speaking out, speaking up, speaking against what they're doing. They got to be able to challenge the Senate president. I'm going to tell you what somebody would tell me. Don't challenge the Senate president. You might not get your project. The heck with that. How about something that makes the state better, not senators' pocketbooks better, not politicians and lobbyists' pocketbooks bigger? How about something good for the whole state? I'm all about legislation for the whole state. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're male, female. I don't care what church you go to. You got to make this thing where the state of Louisiana and the people of Louisiana can win, and we don't do that. It's what we've been doing in Louisiana forever. Bill Edwards came along and set us back 10 years. People don't understand how bad Bill was. I do. I understand how devastating he was. You know? I'm sure he's getting excited and itchy. If he sees a hurricane out in the Gulf or something like that, man, he's going to be excited knowing how much the state's going to get. You know, someday that might come to an end. They may look at it and say, we can't help you anymore. We've done everything we can do for y'all. Y'all got to do for yourselves. That's why you don't spend all your money. That's why you do put some money back for a rainy day so you can help yourself. These things that Paul's trying to do with his gold standard, there's not one thing on here they shouldn't try to do. You got to make this state a friendly business state, and I do not see major effort being put forth yet. And in the Senate, I see no effort on anything good being put forth. Now, let me tell y'all something. The social issues, the cultural issues, we're winning those, okay? And that's good. No abortions here, we're winning those. I get it. But what we're losing is devastating because the people that are leaving this state are literally educated. They're educated. They want to go to work. They got talent. That's the ones we're losing. That's who we're losing. Something else. I mean, I'm just curious. What will y'all say if tomorrow in a national election we win the presidency and we win the Senate and we lose the House seat by one vote? You know how many people are shaking in this state that are Republicans that voted for Cleo Fields to get a district, including the governor? You know how many people are shaking in their boots if that happens? They're shaking in their boots if that happens. That the state of Louisiana gave the House over to Jeffries, who is radical nut as Obama. And they're radical folks. These people have no interest in making this country great. None. None. They have an interest of fundamentally changing it to something it should never be. All right, we got to take a break. Voter ID laws to vote. I can't believe we've been talking about this. When we get back, among other things, they're blaming Mitch McConnell and Chuckie Schumer, who's never smiled in his life, for all this stuff going on. And by the way, I think they're right. All right, we'll take a break. Be right back.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.